President Bush will be speaking tonight to an audience in the House chamber that has supported virtually his every move since the September 11th attacks. NPR's Brian Naylor reports that both Democrats and Republicans say that the president needs to strike a note of reassurance tonight.
The normal occasion for a presidential address to a joint session of Congress is to deliver the State of the Union message. In many ways, tonight's speech will also be about the State of the Union. House Speaker Dennis Hastert.
I would hope that the president would lay out a vision of where we're going in this nation, why we're in the situation we are, why the terrorists struck this country, why American freedom and liberty is not only important to Americans, but everybody in this world that loves freedom and loves liberty.
Hastert does not expect the president will spend much time outlining a military campaign. Illinois Republican Ray LaHood says what America needs to hear more than anything else tonight are words of hope and reassurance that it's safe. Safe to go to work in a high-rise building. Safe to fly.
I think people are in a funk right now. I really do. And they're worried. And we need to continue to have ourselves as public figures go back to our districts and reassure people. That's what the president needs to continue to do as often as he possibly can.
House Democratic Leader Richard Gephardt says it's Mr. Bush's job tonight to give some background on why last week's attacks occurred and his viewpoint of what it means for the country. Democrat Tim Romer of Indiana says the president has to make it clear that this is not just about going after one man, Osama bin Laden.
This is a hydra. This is a problem with many heads, and this is something we have to be totally committed to. It is going to cost us some lives. It is going to demand sacrifice that we may not have given in a long time.
Usually after the president addresses Congress, there is a response given by leaders of the party out of power. That will be dispensed with tonight. Instead, the Senate Republican and Democratic leaders will deliver a joint response, further emphasizing the unity of political Washington and the bipartisan support for the president. Brian Naylor, NPR News, The Capitol.